Questions are all around us.
Learn.
Why is liquid cold?
Learn.
What is maths?
Learn.
Why does this, ow, hurt?
Learn.
What is the Enlightenment?
I don't know.
And now, thanks to the University of Auckland, it's time to ready, steady, learn.
Kia ora, good morning. Time for Ready, Steady, Learn. Here with me today, I've got Dr. Shane Lavery from the School of Biological Sciences. Hi, Shane.
How are you?
Good, thank you. How are you?
Very good.
Now, can you tell us about your research? Well, actually, what we're going to start off with is what a dugong.
Dugong, is that right?
Yeah, dugong. I thought that might be a good place to start
because
not too many New Zealanders are probably that familiar with dugong.
No. But they might have seen the pictures of them before. I feel like I'd seen a picture of
one
before.
If the listeners aren't driving and they want to pull their phone out and Google D-U-G-O-N-G, I think you'll immediately recognise it.
Yeah. They're pretty gorgeous animals. So they're a large and docile and gorgeous marine mammal. They're the only pretty much grass-feeding mammals, so they feed on seagrasses almost exclusively.
Oh, really?
And so they occur right throughout the Indo-West Pacific. They don't quite make it as far as New Zealand, but sort of their biggest stronghold is to the north of New Zealand in Torres Strait sort of region where there's big numbers of them. But pretty much everywhere else, they're really under threat by the, you know, the usual culprits of hunting and habitat loss and climate change these days, of course. So in many parts of their range, unfortunately, they're considered quite threatened. They occur right throughout the Indian Ocean as well. So the research we were undertaking was looking at them genetically from a conservation point of view, because if we're trying to conserve species, one of the main things you need to know is where is the biodiversity and are there very different populations that require protection and that sort of thing. So to start off with dugong, there's a couple of interesting stories about them. So dugong are another name for them is sea cows.
So they
graze away on seagrass meadows, and they're also, so along with so they're related to manatees from
I feel like they remind me of a manatee
from the Atlantic Ocean, and they are actually the most the next most closely related animals are elephants.
So
about 40 million years ago, something like that, they diverged from elephants, so which is always a bit of a surprise if people don't know that one.
Especially because, I mean, they're underwater, you know.
And about the only other thing New Zealanders might have come across recently is that there was a report from Thailand waters, so there's a small population of dugong still exist in Thai waters, and there was a very cute story about a poor dugong orphan. So this little baby dugong got separated from its mother, and humans started caring after it. And the Thais got so enamored by it that they had full-time live stream of this animal. But very unfortunately, a month or two ago, it died from what looks like plastic pollution. It ingested too much plastic. And so I think it just highlights there's just one other population which is under real threat. So what we were trying to do, Stephanie Plon and I and a couple of other collaborators, we were trying to look at the genetics of the whole species right throughout its range, all the way from Madagascar right through to New Caledonia or so is where they spread. And the big problem about them is that Stephanie used to be working here in our lab in University of Auckland, but in the last few years she's been working in South Africa.
Oh, wow.
And so she was quite concerned with the low numbers there and was interested in undertaking a study there. But the numbers of them were so low along the African coast that it was almost impossible to get. So normally we would take very small, like we do with the, like people do with the dolphins and whales here, take a very tiny biopsy dart, tiny bit of tissue to do some genetic analysis. But they were so rare over there that she was finding it was almost impossible to do. But she has a lot of museum background, and she works in a museum there and has spent a lot of time in the European museums. And so she thought, well, maybe there might be, you know, she knew there would be a few dugong skeletons in some of the museums, and we might be able to get some samples that way.
Yeah.
Wow.
And that turned out to be enormously successful. So she went through a tour of about 14 different museums in South Africa, but mainly in Europe, and came up with hundreds of specimens of dugong that had been collected over the last 250 years from all sorts of throughout their entire range. And in that way, we were able to get two things. We were able to get a whole lot of samples from places where you just couldn't get them otherwise.
Of course.
And also, we were able to look back in time and to try and look at the changes over time from the 1800s right through to now, in terms of if the diversity, the genetic diversity, has changed over that time, which is quite interesting.
Wow, that's amazing.
So, it was pretty surprising, actually. So what we expected to see was that, as I was saying, the big stronghold of dugong to the north of Australia in Torres Strait.
Mm-hmm.
And we already know from some genetic work there that they're pretty genetically diverse. And we kind of thought that the ones in the Indian Ocean would just kind of be just a little subset of that diversity, because there's so few of them and kind of just a bit of an outpost of that diversity. But what we found instead is that the Indian Ocean dugong are a completely long diverged lineage of dugong. And in fact, the Madagascar, this tiny insignificant Madagascar population, is probably the most unique of all dugong populations throughout their entire distribution, which was a complete surprise.
Wow, that's amazing.
I was expecting. Yeah, so they're so divergent. So the Indian Ocean dugong looked as though they had diverged about 10 million years ago.
Yeah.
And that's the same level of divergence as between different species of manatee.
Wow.
Or even between species of elephant. So the Indian African elephant only diverged about 10 million years ago. So the thing is that these Indian Ocean populations of dugong, which we know are amongst the most threatened ones and the most vulnerable, they're a completely new genetic lineage, a completely different set of biodiversity, which we didn't know really existed. And is also the most threatened as well. So so if we lose them, it's almost like losing another species.
So we really need to be protecting the dugong.
Yeah.
Well, that's amazing.
Yeah,
well,
super
that's
interesting, so interesting stuff.
Wow, that's actually so shocking. What an amazing thing
to find out. Listen to this all day.
Thanks so much for your time, Shane. I really appreciate it. And
very cute animals. Protect them.
they are gorgeous animals. I don't think anyone can help but fall in love with them.
Well, thanks for coming up.
Okay. Cheers. Thank you so much.
Love to have a short time here.
That was Ready, Steady, Learn. Thanks to the University of Auckland, the best university.